and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
We're back. Not that we ever really left. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and this is the Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. And we are doing exit interviews once again, but this time for a new show that's going to be on NBC. It's called Destination X. It's a competition travel show. Contestants will be going on a road trip of a lifetime, but don't know each location that they're stopping in. So the game is, in order to win, they must figure out the mystery locations. And once they're on the blacked out Destination X bus, the journey becomes a real life game board where there will be challenges in order to give clues about the location. And also there's going to be misdirects. At the end of each episode, the contestant who places an X on the map farthest from the location has to pack their bags. This season's going to start off with a mix of normal people we've never met before, I would say civilians, and we have three reality stars. One, Jenaid Craig from Love Island USA, which we previously talked about on this podcast. I also interviewed her and Kenny over at Collider. And then Peter Weber is our next reality star. You might recognize him as Pilot Pete on The Bachelor, or more recently, The Traitors, which we recapped on this channel as well, talking about his whole army of faithfuls. And then we have Josh Martinez from Big Brother 19, the winner, and he has moved on to doing The Challenge multiple times. He also did Big Brother, our Christmas special, which became so relevant in the last season of The Traitors. And I'm so excited that I got to talk to Josh ahead of the premiere to get a little taste of ways he has grown since we first saw him on Big Brother to still getting very irritated and wanting to pop off on the Destination X bus. The host is Jeffrey D. Morgan. Yeah, I'm very excited to see more of that. Remember, the series is going to premiere May 27th, and we are going to have exit interviews every week during that run. So please subscribe to Black Bi Reality, and here's our interview with Josh Martinez. You can watch on YouTube, video only of this podcast, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us 5-star reviews so more people can find us. Bye, baddies. Hey, Josh. I'm Nicole of the Black Bi Reality podcast. I'm so excited that I have you, Josh Martinez, on to talk about Destination X. I don't know if you know this, but I do Big Brother exit interviews, and my first Big Brother season was actually the one you won.
No way.
Very way. That's how I learned what Big Brother was.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That is so cool.
It is.
What a full circle moment. Holy shit.
Definitely, definitely.
Wait, so have we interviewed? Did we interview?
No. I wasn't doing exit interviews then. I started much later, but that was the first one I watched as a fan.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. I love that.
It is. Let's talk about this new show, Destination X. It's very interesting because Americans were not really known for our geography skills. So
this is true.
How would you say your geography skills were before going in, and what kind of prep did you do?
So I actually, you know, what's so crazy. I felt actually really confident in, I knew what we did know was that the show was going to be set in Europe.
Yeah.
No, Europe is huge. We had no idea where in Europe, but I knew we would be in Europe. So I'm like, all right, I traveled doing the challenges. I've traveled most of Europe. And like, once we're done filming, we kind of travel after for a couple of weeks. So I've been to Croatia. I've been everywhere in Europe. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I got this in the bag. The one thing that I did do to prep, I didn't really prep. I didn't have time to prep. Cause I went from doing one project, going straight into this one a week later. So my prep was really like I bought a big ass map and I was looking at Europe and like landmarks and little things that like if I saw it or if I got a clue I would know where that was at. But I really didn't have much prep. I kind of winged it. I kind of went into it blinded and I was like, I'm just gonna go in there, do my best, try my best.
What was that project before, so people can in their mind have a map of like what journey you were on?
Yeah, this time last year I had just wrapped the Challenge 40.
Okay.
So I filmed the Challenge 40 for 2 months and a half in Vietnam. Was home for a month. I got booked to do Los 50, which was a Spanish show on Telemundo, also NBC Universal Family, which we love.
Yeah.
Shout out to NBC. And then from there, I went straight, got, was there from was filming that show for a month and a half, 2 months, got off, already had the offer for this, and I instantly just said yes. I was like, yeah, I want to do it. I think besides the concept, I think right now NBC is so hot and every reality star wants to join that family and compete on these shows, and they're crushing it in the competitive TV space. So like once I saw an offer from NBC, I was like, there's no way I can say no. And then I saw the concept and I was like, traveling, adventure, the unknown. My crazy ass was like, yeah, no, throw me on the bus right now.
Yeah. What's also really cool is your host, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. First of all, are you a Walking Dead fan?
And I think more than The Walking Dead, I know Walking Dead was huge and obviously a fan of his. I freaked out because I had just all of my cousins and my brothers have been watching The Boys. I'm talking about going to my brother's house watching it. So they were all into it, and they're like, "Josh, you need to get into it." I'm like, dude, no. And then I did a few days before leaving. So never did I expect that I was gonna see Jeffrey Dean Morgan in person. So I kind of freaked out internally. But yeah, no, it was really cool. And then just seeing his personality, he has like, he's very likable, very charming, a good dude. But he has like a devious way, and I think that as the host, they couldn't have picked a better person.
Nice. Did you get to talk to him a
I
lot, or it
didn't.
was okay, just in those?
Yeah, well, there was moments obviously where he gives us the, we would see him when we would either be at a challenge in front of him or when during eliminations. So during eliminations, it was a little bit, business. But during the challenges, you're prepping, you're getting ready, there's downtime. So he would talk to us and he would always crack jokes with me and shit like that. So he just a really good dude, really, really good
Nice.
guy. So yeah, we love Jeffrey.
Yeah, let's talk about those challenges. Obviously, you're not new to that, but I'm curious, what kind of challenges are we getting? Are these challenges, do we have
Oh.
social strategy going on? Do we have physical? Like, is it all knowledge?
It's all of that in every single challenge. It's all of that. It's the physical part, the knowledgeable part, the skill sets. Either doing puzzles or figuring things out, or it has, they crushed it. Every single challenge, and me from being a challenger that I've done tough shit, I'm like, okay, this is pretty hard, or it takes a certain skill. I wasn't too worried about that part because I was like, okay, I've done all these competitions. I feel like I'm gonna do well in that aspect. But no, the challenges are really sick and they're intense, and I think they pushed us to the limit. So, and you're fighting for your life kind of because if you win the challenge, you catch the clue to know where you're at, and you're gonna be the most powerful person on that bus, and you have kind of all the control of the game. So it was really like, it felt like do or die every single time. And the more and more you get into it, the more that you want to have that power. So they absolutely crushed it. Like, I can't give away too much, but
Yeah.
the challenges were so sick.
All right. Let's talk about this cast because it's a very interesting bunch. We have Peter Weber of The Bachelor. Then we had the Traitors, and he became a whole different Peter Weber there. And then we have Janae Craig, which is from Love Island USA. I don't know if you watched that season, but we're fans of her over here. So, and then everyone else, I would say civilians. And what were you more wary of? Like, you kind of knew what Peter Weber was about, assuming you watched The Traitors. But then there's all these people you have no clue. So how do you even make your judgments and game off of that?
Yeah, if anything, you gravitated towards more the reality vets because you're like, all right, you have experience. We're kind of in the same boat, Like, we all come from different backgrounds, but we all have been in this space. So we know kind of what it entails. I think with them, you really had no idea if they were telling you the truth of who they were. or if they were lie or if they were being honest. So it's like, because we are playing a game, right? So people could have hid whatever their careers or hid truths or whatever they had going on. So it was really tough. And not only that, this group of newbies to the reality space gained instantly. Like, oh my God, I felt burnt out from how like energetic, and they were just so like eager and excited, and they wanted to play so hard to the point of like it would be 2, 3 in the morning, and they're still talking about where the hell we think we are. I'm like, yo, give me a second. Like, I'm about to snap on all of you. Like, relax. So it's such a good group. I think Peter obviously loved Damon Traders, and the guy brings so much to the show. And I think he's going to be not only a huge threat, but he's going to be such a great person to see. I mean, I think the fans are going to be really excited to him. And Janae, I did watch a few episodes of Love Island when I did get home from filming. And, you know, I think she lights up a room. She's just so charismatic, and she has, you know, I think she's just very her. And I think that it's such cast, the production team did a really good job casting this group, because everybody's so uniquely themselves and they bring something to the table.
I don't know if you've seen an episode of the show yet, but just from your experience, which of the civilians would you say is like, oh, Cass got reality TV gold with this person?
Oof, there's so many. There's so many. I haven't watched anything, so I don't know. I lived it, but I haven't watched anything. I think all of them. I think Allie's somebody that is very interesting, because you just look at this girl and you're like, oh, this hot brunette. And then she's so knowledgeable. She knew so much of the game. She's a power player. She's somebody to keep your eyes on. I think Biggie comes off very serious, and he's a gamer and he's so intense, but he's so funny. I think Kim, like, she's just this mom and this LA, you know how she has this LA vibe, but such. Instantly, I gravitated towards Kim, and I felt so safe with her. Tay, just so genuine. I think one of the most genuine people on that bus are in this world. You know, you just it's everybody just so it's such a good mix of people. Instantly, I was threatened by Mac and Rick. Didn't trust them. Wanted them gone. Wanted to
Why?
argue with them, because they just gave me the vibe. Like, first of all, they said very few words to me. So when you're closed off to me, then I already know you don't want to rock with me. You don't trust me. You
Were
don't.
they
That's how I
familiar
read
with who
it.
you are? Is that why?
I don't think they were. I don't think they were. I don't think they were. I just think we didn't connect. But I also saw the way that they played, and it was very like clicky, or like they tried to talk to everybody. Mac played very clicky into herself and her people. Rick was trying to game with everybody. So I don't like that. I didn't like how it didn't come off genuine. So I didn't connect with them. But either way, they brought something to the game. So I think everybody just, in their own way, brought a lot of value and a lot of themselves into the mix. And they literally killed it with this group.
From there, with you, how did you downplay your threat level? If, because I'm assuming you're outnumbered. I'm looking at the cast, there's only three of y'all, and I don't know if there was any tips and tricks to like keep you guys on, or like what did you do to basically play like I'm just another player.
I, right off the rip, I was just very honest with what I do and who I am, because it's such a big part of my life. Like, I can't really hide. That's a big part of my reality. Like, at some point on this bus, I'm going to speak about my TV experience. So I just said, hey, you know, I've done a couple of shows. I was on Big Brother. I never said that I won Big Brother. So that was one little key that I pulled up. Because I think when Big Brother, instantly you think a threat. Instantly you think this guy socially knows what he's doing. I think that. That's what happened with Rick and Mac. I think once they heard that, I think that's where they pulled back, and I felt that energy shift. But I don't blame them, because I was going to come after them anyways. But just to be honest with what I do was the easiest approach. And yeah, we were outnumbered, but I think that's where I thrive. Kind of just like socially, I'm able to be goofy and funny and downplay it and, you know, build connections and build genuine relationships. So I wasn't too worried about it.
Okay. You did talk a little bit about being annoyed by the other people on the bus and wanting to go off. You have talked publicly, actually, recently, I saw one of your videos addressing how you having emotions on these shows and in these games, what they're taken By the audience and everything. Do you think you found like a balance yet of being the honest, raw version of yourself and like just a little bit of balance of like, okay, but I still have to work with these people. Like, what's the balance?
I think I have. I think that being raw and genuine and very blunt and honest is something that's appealing to people to want to work with me because they know that I'm going to be real and they know that I'm not going to bullshit them. Like, I'm just going to say how it is. And I think that that has helped me in a lot of these games because people know that I'm somewhat honest, which is genuine. So I think that that has been my biggest strength. While people downplay it and attack it online and all that stuff, I've been doing this for 8 years. It hasn't always been easy. At times I felt very misunderstood, but I've grown to love everything that I've been criticized for, my passion, my heart, my emotions, and all of that. And I think that in these spaces, people put up such a front and such a guard and such a they're per I want to show the perfect sides of me to the world, and I just never cared. Like, I never did, and I never cared to show my raw feelings, and I don't think I ever will. Because I know my intent is good. So I think the more you see me, the crazier versions you're gonna get of me. I don't know, but yeah, no, I've learned to just accept that I am who I am, and I'm never gonna change that.
What part of you do you think has changed since you won Big Brother?
Oh, so much. I was 23. I'm 31 now. I started this whole thing. I sent in a casting tape when I was 21, 22, and it's been a long journey. So while there's still I still, at my core, am the very passionate, emotional, heartfelt person. I've grown a lot. I've grown in the public, the past few years on TV. So you guys have seen the stages of me. But I think, yeah, I've evolved a lot, and I think I've grown a lot. But also, like I've said in interviews and stuff, like, this isn't my reality. Like, I'm in an environment where I'm competing for a lot of money, and there's a lot on the table for me. Being Latino and being Cuban and being first generation. I came from a very humble background, and I think that that kid is still in me fighting for that, dream of spoiling and, taking care of my family. So I think that there's a lot of them aligned for me whenever I go on these shows. And, that's just part of who I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it was so good talking to you, Josh. I can't wait to
Thank you.
watch and talk to you again when in the middle of airing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. You were the sweetest.
Oh, thank you.